another break with his former boss. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he didn't take any classified material with him when he left office. Pence made the comments today while in Iowa. He's at the Iowa State Fair to lend his support to Senator Chuck Grassley, who's running for re-election. This coming as decisions are still being made as to what parts of the affidavit leading to this search of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home should be made public.
6 days. That's how long federal prosecutors have to determine which information in a criminal affidavit should be redacted and what can be released without compromising the government's investigation of former President Trump. Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhart says he'll review any proposed redactions before deciding whether to make the affidavit public. On Truth Social, Trump called for the unredacted version to be released, but at Thursday's hearing, his legal team chose not to file any motions or even speak up on the matter. Instead, Trump's lawyers tell Fox they'll wait to see what happens.
Fox's Mark Meredith in Palm Beach. A federal judge says South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham's appearance before a special grand jury investigating whether then-President Trump and others illegally tried to influence the 2020 election in Georgia should not be delayed to allow him to continue to challenge it in court. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky defending the response by the agency to COVID-19 a day after announcing her decision to reorganize.
What this pandemic taught us and showed us is that now we need to talk to the American people. We need to say what we know, when we know it, provide timely data, and give people updates along the way. And yes, that also means telling people what we don't know as we're making decisions.
And Walensky says she stands by the advice that was given to stop the spread, especially in wearing masks. A Michigan judge has blocked county prosecutors from enforcing the state's 1931 abortion ban. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Authorities in Spain are attacking a major wind-driven wildfire from the ground and air.
One of the biggest wildfires in that nation, burning out of control Friday in the eastern province of Valencia, devouring more than 47,000 acres along a 75-mile perimeter, authorities say. At least 35 aircraft are being used to douse the blaze that's been burning for 5 days. Rain, help, but strong winds are creating an aggressive fire, the Valencian Regional Government's Justice Chief said. 5 people burned Wednesday remain in the hospital. They were passengers on a train who tried to jump off and the train stopped after inadvertently heading into the fast-moving fire. CJ Papa, Fox News.
CDC has confirmed that a Nebraska child died from a rare infection caused by a brain-eating amoeba. Health officials believe the child became infected Sunday while swimming in the Elkhorn River near Omaha. It's the second death in the Midwest this summer from an infection caused by the amoeba that is almost always fatal. A major theater chain is expected to file for bankruptcy reorganization.
Cineworld, the owner of Regal Cinemas, is preparing for a bankruptcy filing. The movie theater chain says it's been seeing a gradual recovery in attendance since theaters reopened last year, but it's not enough to revive the company. Cineworld blames a limited film slate. It's based in London. It's expected to file for Chapter 11 reorganization in the U.S. and is considering filing an insolvency proceeding in the U.K. Cineworld narrowly escaped bankruptcy in 2020. Creditors extended it a lifeline while its theaters were shut by COVID restrictions. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
A jury has awarded $50,000 to a Northern Virginia landlord who was shot three times with a stun gun when sheriff deputies wrongly arrested him following a tenant's complaint. I'm Lee Silicera, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.